Which Christ-like attributes should you work on? One of the beautiful things about the commandment to press forward is that it implies a process, a journey. It doesn't say, arrive at perfection now. Pressing forward toward eternal life is a step-by-step journey. We become more like Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ by keeping covenants and striving to improve, little by little, attribute by attribute. Which Christ-like attribute could you focus on? Christ-like attribute quiz. Read each statement and decide how true that statement is about you. Choose the best answer from the response key, which is 1, never, 2, sometimes, 3, often, 4, almost always, and 5, always. Spiritual growth is a gradual process, and none of us is perfect, so you should expect to rate yourself better on some attributes than on others. As you complete the quiz, identify the attribute you most need or want to develop, and set a goal or two to help you take the next step in becoming more like Christ. You can read the experiences of 3 youth who are working on goals right now. Faith. I believe in Jesus Christ and accept Him as my Savior. I feel confident that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love me. I firmly believe that through the atonement of Christ, I can be forgiven of all my sins if I repent. I have enough faith in Jesus Christ to obtain answers to my prayers and accept God's will. I think about the Savior during the day and remember what He has done for me. I know by the power of the Holy Ghost that the Book of Mormon is true. Hope. One of my greatest desires is to inherit eternal life in the celestial kingdom of God. I am confident that the Lord will fulfill His promises as I strive to keep my covenants. I feel peaceful and optimistic about the future. I firmly believe that someday I can dwell with Heavenly Father and become like Him. Charity and love. I desire the eternal welfare and happiness of other people. When I pray, I ask for charity. I try to understand others' feelings and see their point of view. I forgive others who have offended or wronged me. I try to help others when they are struggling or discouraged. I tell others that I love them and care about them. I look for opportunities to serve other people. I say positive things about others. I am kind and patient with others even when they are hard to get along with. I feel happy for other people's success. Virtue. I am clean and pure in heart. I have no desire to do evil, but to do good. I am dependable. I do what I say I will do. I focus on good, uplifting thoughts. When I have an impure thought, I replace it with a righteous one. I repent often and work hard to overcome my weaknesses. I feel the influence of the Holy Ghost in my life. Knowledge. I study the Scriptures daily. I earnestly seek to understand the truth and find answers to my questions. I receive knowledge and guidance through the Spirit. I love and cherish the doctrines and principles of the gospel. Patience. I wait patiently for the blessings and promises of the Lord to be fulfilled. I am able to wait for things without getting upset or frustrated. I am patient with the faults and weaknesses of others. I am patient with myself as I rely on the Lord and work to overcome my weaknesses. I face adversity and afflictions calmly and hopefully. Humility. I am meek and lowly in heart. I rely on the Lord for help. I am sincerely grateful for the blessings I have received from the Lord. My prayers are earnest and sincere. I appreciate direction from my leaders or teachers. I try to accept the Lord's will, whatever it may be. Diligence. I work effectively even when I'm not under pressure or close supervision. I spend my time and energy on the most important things. I have a personal prayer at least twice a day. I set goals and plan regularly. I work hard until the job is completed successfully. I find joy and satisfaction in my service. Obedience. I pray for strength to resist temptation and to do what is right. I keep the commandments and remember the covenants I have made. I willingly follow the counsel of my leaders and parents. Adapted from Preach My Gospel, A Guide to Missionary Service, 2004, page 126. My goals. Did one or two items stand out to you? Jot them down here and write some things that came to mind to help you work on them. And remember, pressing forward toward eternal life is a step-by-step journey.
Happier with charity and love. Since I began working on developing charity, I felt the Holy Ghost more often. Some of the goals I set were to pray when I felt anger coming, to try to see others as our Father in heaven would, and to try to make others around me happier than they were before. I've also started praying for charity and studying charity in the scriptures and other resources. I look to Jesus Christ as my example of charity. I have become a happier person. When I try to make other people's day, I make my own. Sarah M., 13, North Carolina, USA.
Working on virtue. I chose to work on virtue. To learn more about it, I compared the accounts of Joseph of Egypt and King David as suggested in the Fulfilling My Duty to God booklet, and noted what Joseph did to overcome temptation and maintain his purity and what David did that led to his transgression. I've worked on being more virtuous by inviting the Holy Ghost early in the day by reading my scriptures in the morning when everything is quiet and taking time to ponder. I've also listened to If the Savior Stood Beside Me often so that when temptations came, I would have it ready to play in my mind. One thing that helps when I'm about to do or say something that isn't right is to remind myself I am a child of God. And it really helps to remember who you are. Spencer S., 17, Cavite, Philippines.
Humility. As we're faithful, God blesses us. This is something I know to be true and have experienced time and time again. I chose to work on developing humility because I want to show my Father in heaven that my life really is His. I want Him to be able to use me in this world, and that won't happen if I'm choosing my own path. He won't use the puffed up. So I want my life to be completely dedicated to Him, to have my work and my glory be to help bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Plus, the pride cycle gets me so spiritually dizzy. I love listening to talks, so I've downloaded a few hours' worth of talks about humility to listen to while I'm working. I'm also working to compliment people more. This is a demonstration of love, and it keeps me focused on the purpose of life and helps me rejoice in the success of others. Elijah D., 18, Utah, USA.
End of the article. Which Christ-like attributes should you work on? Read by Wes Nelson, Salem Tullis, Iman Schultz, and Van Johansen.